Will you proclaim by word and example the good news of God in Christ? Will you seek and serve Christ in all persons, loving your neighbor as yourself? Will you strive for justice and peace among all people and respect the dignity of every human being? These three questions come from our baptismal covenant. And on occasion, we go over it to remind ourselves of those things in which we have promised our God. Now, in the Gospel of John, I know we're on Matthew right now, but in the Gospel of John, it tells us that God so loved the world, he sent his only Son. Throughout the Gospels, Jesus makes one great commandment, and that is to love the Lord our God and to love our neighbors as ourselves. And later on in his epistles, Paul tells us that the law of Moses comes down to one word, one action, and that is love. Now, sometimes in the church, we forget that. Sometimes in the church, it's not so much a forgetting it as we like to distort God's word. And this past week, I rarely speak out against a member of the cloth, but this past week, the bishop of the Roman Catholic Diocese of Springfield, Illinois, sent out what is referred to as a pastoral letter, in which it said various people, unless they conform to basically his vision of the church, that the clergy were to deny them not only the sacraments, but also burial. In other words, more or less, holding people in fear unless they agree with his understanding of Scripture, which is sad to me because most of the people, of course, who he's aiming at are same-sex couples, people whom he feels are somehow sinful, which is ironic, living into one of the greatest sins of judging and withholding love from one's neighbor. Now, in our gospel today, we have Jesus informing his apostles that if they are to be truly followers of his will, if they truly want a place with him, that they needed to live their lives according to his message, to the way he lived his own life. And this is a reminder to us that we too are called to live as Christ, to reach out to those who are in the most need, to open our arms and our hearts to all of our neighbors. To look with compassion on our siblings. To remember that each and every one of us, is made in the image of God. That each and every one of us is a child of God, deserving of love. Now, in today's gospel comes that troublesome verse where Jesus talks about coming with a sword. And some people like to think of this as an actual sword. But here's a metaphor, the idea that Jesus knew that his message would be so radical that for those who had problems seeing past their own understanding, for those who spent years looking at a distorted version of the law, that his message would create upheaval. Because it reminds others that we are not alone. That we're all God's chosen people. Which returns us back to our covenant, in which those who are newly baptized, in which those of us who have been baptized, no matter how long, are reminded of our true calling, that we are called to proclaim God's word and example, that we will love all people, and then, when necessary, that we will strive for justice and peace for all people, not just a selected few, but everyone. One of the things I love about being a part of the Episcopal Church in this generation is that we're not perfect, but we are really working hard as a denomination to try to understand, to try to open our doors wider, become a more accepting and more Christ-like in the way we treat our neighbor. Now, of course, this has not always been true with the Episcopal Church. We have our own history of racism and homophobia, sexism, and all those other great isms that are out there. And as I said, we are far from perfect. But as a denomination, we are, I feel, working very hard to live into and come to a deeper understanding of these baptismal vows that we make, to become more Christ-like, to find ways in which to reach out to our neighbor, and it takes each of us to work together to get to this point of moving forward, to look at ourselves and to see where our own biases lie, to think about those things that trip us up and get in our own way, to acknowledge our own sins, our own faults, and to move forward. So with that in mind, I invite you all to stand and join me on page 304. My brothers and sisters, do you believe in God the Father?
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God?
I believe in Jesus Christ,
his only Son, our Lord.
He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again and ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again and judge the living and the dead. And do you believe in God, the Holy Spirit?
I believe in the Holy Spirit,
the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Will you continue in the apostles' teachings and fellowship, in the breaking of bread and in the prayers? Will you persevere in resisting evil, and whenever you fall into sin, repent and return to the Lord?
I will, God says.
Will you proclaim by word and example the good news of God in Christ?
I will, God says.
Will you seek and serve Christ in all persons, loving your neighbor as yourself?
I will, God says.
Will you strive for justice and peace among all people, and respect the dignity of every human being?